Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a Tuesday edition of OMF with Lou Merlone.
What do you have a loaf in the basket?
Christian Fourier.
Okay, raise your hand if you love women.
I love women.
And Glenn Ordway.
It's all about the boom, boom, booms.
Remember when Christian made this statement?
The offense is better off without Tom Brady.
If you're saying that, just punch yourself in the face, please.
It seems like people are finally coming around to his way of thinking.
Are the Patriots better without Tom Brady?
Yeah, they're better offensively.
Better with Cam Newton at quarterback.
Did the Raiders put the Patriots on notice last night?
Waller is all by himself.
Now it's time for OMF.
Knock on wood if you're with me.
On EEI.
I've been saying this for a while now. The media is just a bunch of lemmings. Just a bunch of lemmings. Somebody gets out there. Somebody speaks loudly.
I tell you.
Let's say Christian Fourier, for an example. He speaks out there, says something really stupid. And then what happens is they all eventually just follow along. They called him an idiot. They called him a dope. They said he get hit too many times.
Looking for attention.
Looking for attention. Right? And then now, months later, they're all going, he's a genius.
I mean, it's right. I feel like it's my birthday. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. So everybody wish me happy birthday now early. Let's get it out of the way. Give me all
happy,
my presents.
Happy 50th.
Glenn, where's my presents? Where's my gifts? Where? Yeah. What do I got? Yeah. Where, you know what? No air time for you. That's the best
hold
present
on, hold on.
Anyone can ever give me. Shut his mic off now.
I got something for you. I got a Greg that? Hill mic sock.
You touching that?
Oh, Jesus.
Don't touch that.
Oh,
no, I'm not even kidding. Spray your hands down.
Have
you have no
spray?
Idea where those hands have been.
Oh, my God.
Burn that thing.
I mean, I just sprayed
the
whole.
We have an idea where they've been.
Well, I just took a whole thing. I sprayed your entire section down.
Yeah, so it's your birthday. Happy 50th, by the way.
No, it's not 50.
What?
No.
What is it? Oh, sure it is.
It's you're going to take, a victory lap on this one.
60's next ball.
Oh,
I'm not so sure you deserve one.
See, of course you would want to rain on the parade. Only Lou will bring like a crappy present to a birthday party.
We can't all just sit here and be like, oh, birthday boy, you're so smart, you're so great. Today's your day. We got donuts delivered to you. I'm so proud of you.
I feel like just slam dancing right now.
All right, so let's hear from the lemmings. Let's line the freaking lemmings up. They fall for this hook, line, and sinker. This is Ryan Clark yesterday.
This collection of players, Jacoby Myers, Damir Bird, N'Keal Harry, is better with Cam Newton at quarterback, period. They are. He does more with this team than Tom Brady ever could, and that's not a knock on their careers. It's not in any way to negate Tom Brady's greatness. They needed Cam Newton. This was a match made in heaven, the same way Cam Newton said it was. It was beautiful to watch last night.
Listen, listen how stupid this is. More so than Brady ever could over the 20 years here, Ryan? More than Tom Brady could ever do.
This crew?
Okay. Who was the left tackle last year? Isn't left tackle important? Blind side of the quarterback? Who was that left tackle? What was his name again? Newhouse.
Not to do with tackles.
Newhouse.
Are you disagreeing?
Newhouse. I'm disagreeing because it's too early. It's too
early.
Right
now, what you've seen in 2 weeks, you think what you saw against Seattle, you'd feel comfortable if you saw Tom Brady in the center being able to do that?
Lou, what I'm saying is,
I don't.
They've played, me either.
Hold on. They've played two games.
That's all.
And so
that's what we're talking
we're
about.
Sitting here for the first time. We said it yesterday. For the first time in 20 years, we're sitting here going, ooh, what a nice loss. Oh, great loss. Suppose they go out and lose the game to the Raiders this week. Is anybody, are we all just going to fall in line and say, oh, Cam looked great.
No, but
nice
you're dealing with the future, and you're critical of people who are dealing with the present. I mean, you know, right now, after a couple of weeks, you watch
been
Cam
terrific.
Newton, and I don't have a problem saying it, and Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. But it would look differently if Brady was here. Because your quarterback's not getting eluding a pass rush, getting out of the pocket, allowing these guys to be, you know, maybe break a pattern and just be athletic. Yeah, so I have no problem saying that this offense right now is better with Cam.
In two games.
Then Brady would be with these weapons because Cam still doesn't have a tight end. I'm not so sure what he has other than Edelman, to be honest with you, but at least he made it work. You know, N'Keal Harry had, what, 8 catches?
Apparently he doesn't have a tight end in Tampa either.
Apparently not.
No, they got one. They just don't want to use him. Holy cow, I can't wait to that segment. Oh, my God. Talk about regretting your decision.
Poor Gronk. Here's the thing. He's just manscaping his way through life.
So here's the thing. So, I mean, I think you need to look at it the right way. The basis of my thought process with that was where Tom Brady was in his career.
I'm not questioning
it
what
makes,
you said.
I know, but you think that. So
what
based
did Ryan
on
Clark
that,
just say? Ryan
so
Clark
on.
Said could ever do. Could ever
okay,
do.
Well, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I'm not so sure.
I'm not so sure.
Ever? It's stupid.
No, with this group.
Ever? Or with this group, yes.
If Tom Brady was under center and James White wasn't playing, and he looked out there and he said, I got Izzo and Asiasi, who can't play.
Don't even say Asiasi.
Like, Demir Byrd, he wouldn't be able to work with Demir Byrd. We already saw what it looked like with N'Keal Harry. It would have been run Sony Michel for 20 carries or 52 yards and as much Edelman as you could get. They would have got smoked. They wouldn't have moved the football. Cam brings a different element, especially given what they have here. They don't have much.
Well, you know what?
So the threat of Cam running and doing different things and getting outside the pocket and
it would have been harder because
much harder.
Okay, so with Cam, you can do both. You can put Sony Michel back in there. You can put your fullback back in there. You can run the ball like a traditional pro set.
You can still
do it, and they will keep doing it. They do have a fullback. They'll do it. But you also have this element of the RPO, which just gives you an extra blocker, which gives you just another element of another asset to your offense.
But that's a different story. That's all the same. Hold on. That's easy. Because you can look at the NFL right now, and we all agree that the way you extend plays, because defenses have changed, they're much quicker. They're using smaller, quicker guys down from the secondary up on the first and second line. And so we're seeing a change in the game. So, yes, anybody that's going to be able to run is going to be able to extend the play. Ben Roethlisberger is doing that in Pittsburgh. The difference in Pittsburgh is he can extend plays.
But you're not – okay, so you need to – like, he can extend plays. Hey, Tom can extend plays. Tom's got – what you call it?
Mobility. 20 by 20 square.
Okay, so he can extend plays. It's different
when the extension
of the play is a 30-yard run on 3rd and 15, is a 15-yard run when it's 3rd and 10. That, to me, that's legitimate. Hey, that's a real threat. Brady, listen, guys, Brady's not running. And on the one chance that he does, we'll just eat it.
Okay, the versatility.
Okay, we'll take our chances. Yeah. No, but there's damage there. There's severe damage with Cam being able to run. It's not a once in a blue moon type of situation. That is my point.
All right, so Ryan Clark extending it out and saying he can do more than Brady could ever do. Okay, well, 9 appearances in a Super Bowl, 6 rings. I mean, come on. Now we're getting a little goofy. Because I understand what you're saying, Christian. He can extend plays. He can run. He can use his legs. Now, how long that lasts? Because I'm not sure he can do 15 and 11 runs every single week. And that's going to hold up through 16 games. Through 2 games, we can get giddy about it. This is Marcus Spears today.
Are the Patriots better without Tom Brady?
Yeah, they're better offensively. If anybody's watching, they understand why. Look, we talked about the personnel. It didn't get any better other than Cam Newton. We're looking at these young guys create things in offenses that are not the normal standard drop back, stand in the pocket and throw the ball. Yes, your personnel gets better. You buy more time for them to get open. We talked about the lack of separation from the New England Patriots last year. You know what happens now? Cam gets rushed. They can't separate. Cam moves around. Somebody finds an open area. He's playing great, man. This is Cam damn Newton we talking about. When healthy, he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. That's the bottom line.
The bottom line. That's what it is.
Wow, it is amazing to me. There's a bunch of layers of this, but the one thing is just
lemmings.
How quickly
they're lemmings.
It's like Tom Brady is just thrown out with yesterday's trash.
The last thing
they've just thrown him away. I'm not surprised. I don't know if you are, But it's like he never even played here.
Yep.
There's no legacy. It's like he left nothing behind. Tom he took Brady everything with him. He took
garbage.
Everything with him.
He's garbage.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I see it here on this very station. Like, Wiggy, I bet you if Wiggy and Fitzy, well, especially Wiggy,
Cam
Wiggy
Newton
knows
is
him.
A very, very
if Wiggy,
attractive man.
Ended up at the same restaurant with him, would probably act like he didn't. No, hold on, baby. Don't just act like it's Brady again. Just don't say anything. Just don't
you
make eye contact.
With
don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact.
If those guys walked in with Cam and saw Tom, they'd be like,
"Oh yeah,
here.
We gotta go. We gotta go someplace else.
Let's sit over here in this corner."
Dude, Tom's here. Hey, Cam, Tom's here. I got it. I'm not gonna say anything. Just act like you don't see him. Okay.
All you need to know about Wiggy in a matter of 2 or 3 weeks, he went from 6 wins to 13. That's all you need to know.
No, those two guys in particular. But yeah, and I don't know. I think people kind of just if they're sort of put Tom in the back of their minds. They'll always love him. They'll always appreciate him. But now they've got Cam Newton, who I think is fun, is entertaining, is fresh.
Different. He's different.
It's different. So it's,
we like different.
Yeah,
we like new. We like fresh.
I almost feel like the people that worked with Tom Brady in this offense just sort of their skills deteriorated. They got old and they can't play anymore. So there was nobody else that's kind of, you know, talent wise that could, you know, on the same page with Tom as far as knowing what to do other than Edelman. And he wasn't going to work with that.
Listen,
he couldn't work with these weapons right now. There's still no tight end. You think him and N'Keal Harry would still be on the same page? You think Damir Bird would be on the same page with Tom? No.
Well, it would
look awful.
Well, let's also remember N'Keal Harry was hurt for most of the season, and when he came back, he wasn't ready to play. So the one thing Cam Newton's getting is a N'Keal Harry that's been around through the offseason, right, through the program. He's Jeff Saturday today doing the same thing, Lemming.
They're absolutely better, and here's why. Because their receivers are spot receivers. What does that mean? Wherever they catch it, spot the ball right there, because they ain't doing anything explosive after the catch, man. So you need to play 11-on-11 football. And it's made defenses play back, whereas opposed to when it was Tom Brady, with that same type of receiver, they can pin their ears back and come after Brady, who can't make anything happen with his legs. So obviously right now, with the way Cam Newton is playing, this is a definite better fit for the Patriots and this offense as opposed to last year with Tom Brady.
Better win Sunday.
He's right.
I can say better
but
win
he is. He's
Sunday.
Right. Even if they lose on Sunday, he's still right.
Ooh.
If you're a defensive coordinator, you think it's tougher to defend the Patriots now or last year?
It's tougher to defend them now because, and again, though, Lou, it's very early, so you've got very little info on what they're doing. Okay, matter of fact, they did something.
Oh, no, he's got a quarterback who's their leading rusher and who's throwing the ball effectively.
Yeah, but they were different from week one to week two, so they're still, I think, hard to figure out. I think once you start figuring it out, and once Cam continues to run the ball an average of 13 times a week, it might be a little bit different.
See, I know Jeff Saturday. I know him well. He's just saying that for clicks. He's just saying that just to get attention.
Is he really?
Sometimes it hurts my ears. The wax in my ears builds
really?
Up. No, it's a joke, okay? It's a joke. You're missing it.
That's what everybody said about you.
Yes, thank you.
Although
Lou,
I still want to debate this. We can maybe do
okay.
it after the break.
We got plenty
it.
Of time to
debate. Hold on, do you hear this?
Trying to get some attention and get some clicks and get some headlines. And then I like Christian, and I know Christian. But, I mean, that just sounds ridiculous.
Hold on. Listen to this.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Yeah, putting your feet up.
Go to break. Sell some soap. Okay. I'm just going to kick
it
right
so
here.
So, in other words, it's going to be another day with lazy Christian.
It's called donut food coma.
Oh, exactly. All right, so we throw it out to you. Is this offense better off with Cam Newton than Tom Brady? Are you giving up on Brady already? TB12 all those years.
I'm on birthday wishes.
You're done
all day
with
long.
Him. You're done with Brady already.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
I think that this offense is better off without him.
Better off without Tom Brady.
If you're saying that, just punch yourself in the face.
They're better off with Tom gone. Okay, sure. Yeah.
It's because where he was in his career, his age, what he wanted to achieve, and what the Patriots were trying to achieve were completely different.
The minute he said, they'll be better off without Tom, the wax in my ears like stopped. I couldn't hear anything after that.
So it was never going to work out. They were never going to see eye to eye. This offense is not going to be able to move forward with Brady as the quarterback.
That seems like you're trying to get some attention and get some clicks and get some headlines. And then I like Christian, and I know Christian, but I mean, that just sounds ridiculous.
I mean, I hear people talking about, oh, they're better off without Tom. Really?
Okay.
He wasn't willing to adapt. There's the difference. He wasn't willing to let N'Keal Harry grow.
Christian Fourier and Mike Reese that are telling me the Patriots are a better team without Tom Brady. Propaganda machine is full speed ahead and grinding through anybody who might, I don't know, have an objective viewpoint.
Enough of the killing Tom Brady. What in the world could he be talking about, Rob Parker? This is lunacy.
He's spot on. Best one for me.
I know Christian. I like Christian.
I know.
The next line, really what he wants to say. Christian's a dope.
I know.
That's what he wants to say.
He was being polite. He's like, oh, okay. Since I know him and I like him, I can't be rude.
And now all those. Was Saturday one of those guys that we just heard from?
I don't know if Saturday was. I think Saturday probably knew better.
Well, we know that he said
he didn't want to deal with the wrath.
So all those guys after that, months later, they wake up today and they get their email last night and they're like, all right, what do we got? Well, yeah. Segment one, are the Patriots better off without Tom Brady? And they're going to be like, I remember having this conversation 2 months ago.
God, can I go back on this now?
So do I be consistent or do I just flip-flop? Because now that I see that maybe they are, I go back and apologize to Christian. Are they apologizing to you?
No, but I am going to ask for one. I'm going to ask for one. Nobody makes a fool out of me. Nobody puts me in a corner.
Can I pop your balloon a little bit?
Sure.
You said they were better with Stidham.
You're better off without Tom.
At the time, it was Jared Stidham as quarterback.
You're making your own leap to Stidham. My point was, overall, based on everything, they're better off without him. Now, I always said that Stidham's not your guy. I said Hoyer was your guy. Anyone but those two, but it wasn't going to be Stidham. No, it's this. They're better off without him based on where he was. I mean, don't you kind of, and whoever it was, if it was Stidham, he would throw the ball to N'Keal Harry.
He would still throw the ball.
It wouldn't matter who it was.
He'd throw the ball to the other team.
Somebody would throw it. He'd throw it to another guy. It wouldn't matter.
I think it was Stidham when you said that.
Yeah, though. But so what? It's still
what do you mean,
Stidham.
So what? There's a big difference.
No, it isn't. That's not even the point. Stop. Listen, both of you guys.
Well, I'm just
when
saying.
It's your birthday, I'll make sure I agree with you on everything you say.
Yeah, it's going to be nice to him.
I mean, I know it's your birthday.
It's my birthday tomorrow.
But I do think. Happy birthday. Listen, I think it's obvious when you look at the weapons that you have to deal with. Even like last year with Tom Brady. You could have sat there and said, okay, if you had a mobile quarterback, hell, if you had Josh Allen instead of Tom Brady last year on the Patriots, you would say the offense would probably be better. And it's a ridiculous statement at the time, but a guy that can get out and make things happen defensively. We got to worry about the quarterback running. We got to worry about the RPO. He, you know, N'Keal Harry runs the wrong route. So what? I'm out there scrambling, and now I tell you to put my hand up and say go. Or, you know, we scramble a little bit and we make some plays. Use the athleticism. So I don't think it's a stretch. I have no problem saying that they're a better offense given what they have with Cam Newton than they would have with Tom Brady. But you were talking about Stidham.
We just looked it up. We looked it up. You're quoted.
It has nothing to do.
No. Yes,
hold
it does.
On.
You're
okay,
quoted.
Fine.
You're
there
quoted.
Are, and hold on.
You're
they're
quoted
better off
saying,
with Stidham, too.
Okay.
They're better off with Stidham.
All right, now at
they're
least
better
you
off.
Admit it.
I don't
so
care.
So don't give me it wasn't
doesn't
about
matter.
Cam Newton. It was about Stidham.
It doesn't matter. What do you know Cam Newton's going to be there?
We have the freaking quote.
The reality is that they're better. Anyway.
And you're giving me a hard time about Stidham.
If the goal was for this offense to grow, to somehow develop N'Keal Harry, somehow to get something out of all of them, Brady was not the guy. That is the ultimate point. He was not the guy. He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to wait. How many stories have we heard since the season has started about just his relationship with Josh McDaniels on certain plays that went on or weren't completed in practice? We're talking about practice. He wouldn't throw to him in practice. So what makes you think he would throw to him in a game?
Yeah, but what we're talking about is that the attitude of Tom Brady got really nasty down the stretch in the last year or two. It, you know, I heard them talking this morning because Greg Hill is all excited because he's finally realized Cam Newton is a much better interview than Tom Brady. Yeah, because Tom Brady wasn't giving you anything for the last 2 years because he was pissed off privately behind closed doors, but Tom had to show us the public view of Tom Brady.
Maybe one day I will be an owner and I can make all the decisions.
Favorite quote of all
time. All the decisions. All the decisions.
The best quote.
So you were getting a fake Tom Brady. That's what you were getting. But when you originally talked about Stidham, so accept that that's what you were talking about. It was not about Cam, it was about Stidham.
I'd say you are so jealous. You're so jealous.
Why am I jealous? I'm jealous. I'm jealous.
So jealous.
I'm jealous. I want to be 50 years old like you.
Like, when you do something good, and if you ever in your lifetime ever make national news,
I'm working on
that ever happens,
I'm working on it.
I will make sure to not rain on your parade.
But I will say, I'll give you credit, though, because you never thought it was Stidham. Because I think I had asked you many times, this offense, right now, Jared Stidham or Tom Brady in the center, who's better? And I think you always gave me that like smile look, like, I can't. But you never thought it was going to be Stidham. You thought it was going to be some other quarterback, some other veteran coming in here. It ended up being Cam Newton. And the fact that he can move around, I think if you ask any defensive coordinator who played the Patriots last year, who are playing the Patriots this year, they would say they're tougher to defend now. The weapons haven't improved.
So
the quarterback's tougher to defend.
So even though Tampa Bay has great weapons, they have a quarterback that is still limited in that he's relying on good weapons down there because Tom can't extend a play. He can't run. I agree with what you said, Lou. You look at Mahomes. You look at – we just saw Russell Wilson this past week. You're looking at quarterbacks, Jackson. Quarterbacks can extend plays. Roethlisberger. Why is suddenly everybody on Pittsburgh's bandwagon? Because Roethlisberger can extend plays.
But he's always been able to do that.
I understand that.
Yeah, it's never – it's always been his asset.
But it's a big difference because their defense is pretty good.
And I think –
okay, and he's got weapons, but last year you didn't have a quarterback.
You know, and I think Brian Flores said this, I think, last year at the end of the year, talking about – you know, when there was interest, we were talking about Brady going down there. And then we said, well, it doesn't really sound like he's interested in Tom because he talked a lot about the college game and what it's become. And these kids come up and they wanted to get away from a precision-type offense where guys are running precision routes. You know, they just don't know if it works. You know, so whether a guy like Brady's fighting it these next couple years, kind of, you know, everyone's got to be in the right spot. I'm throwing to a spot. You've got to be there. And it's like the league, when you look around, it's not that.
It's a good point.
It's really not. Like, he's like a dinosaur. He's still playing. He's still effective. I thought he was outstanding in the first half. But these kids come up. They run these offenses, and it's everything's RPO, and guys are running all over the field, and it's the precision. There's so much youth in the wide receiver that I think it's a lot to ask.
And that is Brady.
And he got away from it.
And that is Brady. Timing routes, precision. And you've said this all along, Christian. These kids coming out right now, these receivers, they just want to run. They don't want to sit here and have to get too strict of where they're going down here. They don't want to do that. So maybe Brady is at a disadvantage.
Well, they haven't been taught that. They haven't been running that.
They haven't. But the game has changed. And so the game has gone more to the RPO.
Ultimately,
more to the running quarterback.
This was 10 years ago, he'd be fine with it.
Right.
He would have devoted time to their development. He would have worked with them. N'Keal Harry would go to Montana, wherever the hell it is, and ride bikes with Amendola and Edelman, and he'd be at, you know, best buddies, and there would be a relationship that would form. Like, I'm convinced of it, because his very success is dependent on N'Keal Harry's success. So if he doesn't mentor him and bring him along, that's what. Why do you think Cam Newton's doing it so much? Cam Newton's trying to get a new contract, and part of trying to get a new contract is, hell, I need receivers that I can throw the ball to that I can trust, so I got to keep feeding him. So he'll keep feeding them, and they'll live or die, you know, together.
Listen, it's been great for 2 weeks. It really has, and I think people are thrilled out there, and they've really taken a liking to Cam Newton, and they should. He's been tremendous through the first two games. And this week threw for 397 yards, and I didn't think that was possible, all right? So I give him all the credit in the world. But let's also remember we are two games into it, and there is a long, long way to go to formulate all that stuff. We'll get into some of that. Were you impressed by the Raiders last night? That's who the Patriots are playing.
Should be.
On Sunday. And how about this love fest between Wiggy and Cam Newton?
Oh my God.
Wow. Somebody
get me a raincoat right now.
Boy, is Wiggy working this hard. We get to it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I know as a player who was in a role before of not getting what I feel like I deserve, what type of motivation does that make you have? Because I'm your number one fan when it talks to getting you an extension. So if you need an agent, I'm a guy that you need to have on your team, and I truly believe this team should do that. But how do you feel as a player when you look around the league and you see guys, you know, making a lot more than you, and you look at your production versus their production?
Yep, called that one.
I'm trying to figure out, was that guidance or was that ball washing?
What would you?
Hey, Cam, Cam, hey, what kind of a? I like coffee. What do you like? Well, I like tea. Oh, I'm sorry, I meant tea. I like tea also. Hey, do you like chicken or steak? You go first.
I like steak.
I like steak. I like steak too.
We knew he couldn't wait to tell Cam how he's fighting for that extension.
I'm your number one fan. When talks to get you an extension.
I'm your number one fan. Period. I love you, Cam.
Stage, what is it? Stage 5 stalker, clinger, whatever the hell it is. Stage 10, whatever the hell it is.
I'll tell you what.
Can I hang out with you?
10 weeks into the season, Cam will be taken out of restraining order on that dude.
Oh, my God. Stay 6 feet ain't enough.
Does Greg still have that towel that he had with Gronk hanging around here? They could use it on Monday mornings just to towel down. Yeah,
Wiggy gets his workout every Monday morning.
Oh, my God. Was that unbelievable this morning, wasn't it?
It is. And you know, wow. Cam kind of hangs up and he's like,
yeah. Who's that?
Man, that kind of worries me a little bit.
Hey, like, Stacy, should I be worried about this Wiggy character? Ah, no, he's harmless. Are you sure? Have you heard it? No, should I? You probably should.
One of the things that, you know, I kind of touched a little bit about is, you know, as fans here, we've known one guy for so long in Tom Brady, and that's why we're all hopeful that there'll be some type of contract extension for you during the season. And I know you talked about winning and how important that is to you in that respect level. So if there wasn't an opportunity, and hopefully this does present itself, where they, you know, were to come to you and say, hey, listen, we want to do something with you this season, during the season, would you do it? And would you, you know, maybe take a little bit less because of the culture that is here in New England, as far as with Bill and his ability to get teams to successful.
Wait, stop. Wait. Is this one question?
It's just one question.
How long is it?
A couple minutes.
about 45 seconds.
He went to the Glenn Ordway School of Journalism.
Let me tell you what I think in the middle of a question.
I think you guys are a legit Super Bowl contender.
I actually think you can win the NBA Finals, too. I think you're a great NBA basketball team.
I mean, somebody to check, see if Cam was still awake after that question.
No.
Wait, what?
So let's hear the answer to the question, right? You want to hear the answer?
I understand what you're trying to do, and I understand what you're trying to say, but you must understand that is literally the last of my worries. And if we had to put an analogy in it, that's probably under so much work at my desk that, you know, I'm not really too much focused on. I do admire and love the culture of the Patriots. It's been a place for me that's been therapeutic. This is a place that has been kind of rather challenging for my growth, and it's making me better. It has been a place that has given me everything for my needs at this particular point in time in my life. So through it all, I'm going to let the cars, you know, shuffle the way they shuffle and, you know, do the things that I can't control.
All right, terrific answer. He's smart. He knew exactly what it was. I think his opening line was, I understand what you're doing. See, Wiggy, he's figured out.
No, and
he's
saying there's a different language. Wiggy only has like two languages. It's camp speak. And it's like normal radio.
It's
speak.
Like when Rocco or Dino call up.
Yeah, then you kind of have an understanding with them. I haven't found a guy for myself yet. I'm still searching for one.
Like a stoner from Cali?
No, why does he have to be a stoner?
Because you're a left coast guy.
I know, but I think everybody who lives in California is wasted all the time.
You're my new man.
I would be nice just to someone be like, dude.
So what was the other cut where he was talking about it's not about the money? Because I want to hear that one where he was referring to it was not.
But hold on real quick before we play it, Ryan. Just listening to him, like, he's just as deep and like thoughtful and calculated as Tom is.
Oh, no question.
Like when you listen to him, you listen to the words that he's using and how to describe his situation and talking about therapeutic. Like, was he a beaten dog in Carolina? Was he so abused and not taken seriously and not respected in Carolina that he came to New England for therapy?
But you know what I'm getting?
He came to New England to dry out?
Well, he was talking about the structure that they have through practice and stuff like that. He's done that over the last couple of weeks. I think what he's seeing is that they coach you a lot different here in Foxborough than they certainly did down there in Carolina. Okay? Ron Rivera might be a good coach, but he's not at the level of this guy or the coaching staff. They have a different way of doing business. And some people, as you said this right from the get-go when he came here, some people love that. They feed off of it.
They want
the
challenge.
And other guys resist it and sit here and say, this is not good. He's not pitching about lack of fun. What about the guys that have never played here that always say, oh, I'm not going to New England because you can't have fun there.
Lane Johnson had a bunch of fun out in Philly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're good. They're 0-2.
He's a great interview. But it's been a few weeks now. He's outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding. And just like that guy.
Is there any way we could switch just for 1 week?
Switch for 1 week.
Can we play like switchy game or whatever the hell they call it? Like, you know,
switchy game? What's a
whatever,
switchy game?
I don't know. Some deal I played in high school.
They used to play that at Christian's birthday. Yeah, yeah.
I wear your clothes, you wear mine.
No, swingers.
That's
different game. Totally different game. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When we all put our keys into the little.
Yeah, that's a different game. But he's smart. But I'm not sure, like Brady, that I believe half of what he's saying. I think he's calculated, and he knows exactly what's going to play, not only to the audience, but what's going to play to Bill. And this is him on the whole money issue.
If I do what I'm supposed to do, as I'm expecting to, that will not even be a topic of discussion here moving forward. Money at this particular point in my career is not important, right? And let's be honest. I've made money for everything that I played this game for. I haven't received yet. And that's why I'm playing. So it's not about money. It's about respect.
Okay, I think that's BS.
It's about honor.
It's BS. And I know what he's saying. I know what he's saying. I've never believed an athlete.
Well, because you're stuck in the take.
No.
Matter that it's about money. I believe it because I've always felt it wasn't about money. That's why he's here.
Well, he did say.
That's why you don't believe him. That's why I do believe
him. Well, he did say, if you hear the beginning of that, he does say, if I do all of the things, then it will take care of itself.
Yeah.
Does anybody really believe that if he does all of the things that Bill Belichick at the end of the season is going to give him type of contract.
You think he cares about coming back here?
Yeah, I think what he's doing is he's sitting there telling you that I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do everything I can and then I'm going to get my money. That's fine.
Yeah.
What he's telling you here, though, is money's not important. Sure it is, but it's not important today. It's important at the end of the season, in the off season, when I'm a free agent and the New England Patriots hold my franchise tag rights, then it will become an issue. It's not an issue today because there's nothing he can do about it. And I think we all agree, unlike Wiggy, that Bill's not going to suddenly go into the and give him let's rip up the contract and give you a new one.
The fact that he came here showed that this wasn't about money. He needed to find a place to go and play and be successful and make his money next offseason, whether it's Bill wants to pay him here or not. He's going to make his money somewhere else if he comes here and plays. It's about respect. It's about gaining respect back. It's about revenge, motivation on teams that passed on him. That's what this is all about, and that's why when you were concerned that he was going to want more money. And it could be an issue.
Oh, I think eventually it will.
See, I don't. Because of this right here, what he's saying. This is what it's all about. I'm going to play this stupid, what an awful contract, Jerry Maguire. Right? I'm going to play this awful contract out, and then I'm going to get my contract at the end of the year.
Yes,
that's what
Rod did well.
It's 2 weeks in. But when you say it wasn't about the money, it was not about the money because nobody was willing to give it to him.
Well, he could have held out.
Yeah, but if some team
was waiting for all the injuries that are going on right now, could have pulled the Jay Cutler and said, you know what? I'm retiring, I'm going to do this or whatever. I'm not going to play this year. And also the quarterback goes down, he could have made $10, $12 million, like Cutler did.
But if another team came to him and it wasn't the ideal situation and they were willing to pay him $20 or $25 million a year, they were willing to give him Teddy Bridgewater money versus the $500,000
he had guaranteed here. The first week of free agency, that wasn't going to happen.
I'm saying that.
I know.
Yeah, but it's still about the money. He would have gone to that other team if that other team offered him the money. When they don't offer you the money, it's not about the money because nobody's offering you the money.
Okay, but at what point do you allow him to sort of change the mindset? Absolutely. The first week of offseason, he's probably sitting there saying, I got six teams are going to knock down my door. After Brady decides where he wants, I'm the next quarterback off the board. And after a week or two, he sat there and said, well, that ain't happening no more. Then he gets pissed. Then he sits around. And then he knows the money's not going to be there. So, okay, now it's not about money. Now it's about going somewhere where I can win and shove it up people's you-know-what. So it's got nothing to do with money this year for him at all.
Right now, he's
not going to bitch and complain week six if they're 4-2 and he's playing great because he knows it's about next year, the money. When it comes to money,
it's still about the money, and we
disagree.
Yeah, he can.
Well, but aren't you guys mostly basically saying the same thing?
Yes.
When he says it's about respect, ultimately you earn it. You get the
respect
by giving him a contract that's worthy of his skill set.
Exactly.
So
next year,
yeah. So I do think it's like, but all he's doing is you can't say, hey, man, I need to prove that these guys need to see that I'm worth the money. He can't say that, so he says respect, and I would say a guy like Cam Newton. Good luck betting against him because he's obviously unbelievably talented. And then you kind of add the motivation and then you throw in the disrespect card. Then you throw him on a team like the Patriots he's going to get additional credibility by almost like, hey, you get your graduate, you get your degree, your bachelor's degree, and then you want to get your doctorate. So, and I feel like he's doing he's already good at what he does. He's already won an MVP.
Yeah, but for him, it's going to be hard to get his money.
But now I think his value, if he went to another team, his value would not nearly be as high, even if he was successful. He goes to New England. It's almost like, hey, they take a really great sculpture and they polish it and clean it up. And you're like, holy crap. It's still the same sculpture. It's still awesome. But man, they made it look even better. Now your price goes up. Any player that comes here and leaves always gets more money than they should,
and
if they're average players like myself, because you're in the system. So they want you to bring that system with you to their team. Like, that's just, it's like a great addition.
It's a great point, but even the great ones, Willie McGinnis, when they go to that other team, they're not nearly as good. And so teams
overpay them. No, I didn't say they were good.
No. Teams overpay them. You're absolutely correct.
They do overpay.
And they don't think it through. They don't sit there and say, it's the system that makes these guys better players. It's the coaching. It's the people around them and the way they deal, the culture that's in that organization. Here's Cam Newton's biggest problem, because I think he's handling it the right way. right way. I think all the money questions were handled by him properly today. You push them aside. That's what you do. The problem is he's got this Drew Rosenhaus wannabe that's going to every single week pepper him and push him to try to push and try to get more money.
Now, I know as a player who's in a role before of not Drew getting Rosenhaus. What I feel like I deserve. What type of motivation does that make you have? Because I'm your number one fan when it talks to getting you an extension. So if you need an agent, I'm a guy that you need to have on your team, and I truly believe this team should do that. But how do you feel
you know
as
what he should
a
do
player
at that point?
When you look around the league
just
and you
hang
see
up on
guys
him.
You know, making a lot more than
more.
You
Wiggy
when you look
Cam?
At your production versus their production?
Oh, Wiggy's questions are longer than Cam's answers.
Holy
Cam is pretty thoughtful
but
with
the problem
answers,
that Wiggy wants to give him an extension now. And
ain't
in
happening.
Order for Cam to get paid, it has to be 16 games like the two we've seen. It can't be 8. It can't be 12. You know, and then he gets banged up week 13, hurts his shoulder, maybe misses the rest of the year, and you get to see what Stidham is. Because if that's the case, you're going to pay him? Play 12 games, he got hurt. You know, they ran him into the ground, he got hurt. There's a 4-year deal out there waiting for him if that's the case. He's got to play 16 very good football games to prove people he can stay healthy. Maybe even take him to the playoffs. I don't know. But it can't just be a 2-week wonder. He's been outstanding for 2 weeks.
Christian,
so you just don't – you're not going to pay that guy that kind of cash the way he plays football
I think
if he doesn't finish the year up.
Hold on. I want to applaud you because you said this for the last 2 weeks, and I think you're right. Here's the problem Cam has. The Patriots want to win games. Patriots don't want to tank. They want to win games. They bring Cam in. He can help them win games. But in doing so, they're going to wear him out because they have to. Because they have to extract so much from him because they don't have enough other weapons on the offensive side of the ball. When they do that, what is he left? What's left on the carcass when we get through 16 games for that guy to go and get that contract?
See, I would say let's say everything works out perfectly, right? So the Patriots end up, say they're 9-7, but it's a fight, it's a dogfight to get there, and Cam is the number one reason why you get there. And you love him. He fits. You have a good working relationship with him. You know, even if he does get hurt, you know he'll play hurt or he'll fight through it. Realistically, at his age, what do you think the Patriots, not some other team that makes dumb decisions, what would the Patriots realistically, you guys have all been here, you've seen it 100 times, what do you think they would realistically give him? What would they offer him?
$17 million.
For what? Like, what are we talking, $17 million a year?
Yeah, they wouldn't give him a lot.
How much is guaranteed?
And here's why they got him.
Trying to give him like a two-year deal?
But here's why they got him.
Two-year deal? Something.
Or maybe a 3-year deal that's really just 2 years guaranteed, maybe in that $20 million
range. Give him some wiggle room.
Because here's what they've got, guys. They have him at 30, let's say 32 million, 31 million, which is going to be somewhere close to the franchise tag. They're going to have him with the franchise tag. Once they have him with the franchise tag, they can sit there and say to him, I tell you what, we can give you 32 for one. Or tell you what, we'll give you 3 years. The third one, as Lou said, is kind of a mystery.
A third year.
The first two are probably 18 a year.
Yeah.
20 a year.
And maybe you guarantee 25, 30 of it. I don't
That's
even
it.
Know.
Right.
See, but I would think
but it's
that,
not
see,
$100 million guaranteed.
Oh, not even close, Jesus. Though. They're close.
I would say that's a problem. That would be a problem.
He's not going to like
to
it.
Do, and I think you're going to see agitated. Oh, you've never seen this Cam.
That's
that whole
the
thing
point
is gonna,
I'm making.
That is gonna mean something totally different if it's, hey, we're going to franchise you. No. I did everything right. And it's all about trust with him. He's mentioned it a million times.
But that's their leverage.
The relation.
Mutt, listen
but
closely. That's their leverage.
But that is the way they do business.
Yes.
So,
but their leverage is we got you for 32 next year. We can give you 32, and then you're a year older, and then you're going to go back out in the free agent market after next year. What happens if you get hurt? What happens if you don't play as well as you played this last year? They've got you, and you're right. They're not giving him a deal that he's going to be happy with. And unlike an unrestricted free agent, he can't go out in the market.
What do you think is – hold on, Lou, real quick. What do you think is more likely to happen? That this thing, the relationship grows and flourishes, or it ends badly?
Oh, it always ends badly.
No. Just listen. I'm talking from the short term. Like
end of this year.
I'm talking about the end of this year when we're
not
all talking 20 about
years.
Contracts. Yeah, we're talking about
one
what
year.
What is more likely to happen? That everyone gets what they want and they're all hugging and kissing at the end, or somebody's pissed talking about I did this for nothing.
I think Cam will be happy with the contract he gets.
Well, you're like Wiggy.
No. I'm not saying 4 years. $130 for God's sake.
Well, but my point.
But I think he'll be realistic about it, and I think he'll be happy with what he gets. And the Patriots will be like, "Ah, I wish he would have signed for this, but we understand." So this one has a chance of ending because I think both sides are just using each other. They're just using each other to get what they want.
Christian, I think the number one thing would be it would end ugly. Number two is they will bring him back because they need him. Because they don't have a quarterback, and so they'll pay him the $32 million, and they'll sit there because they're going to have plenty of money next year. $32 for 1 year. We're going to be good with it. They'll try to see if they can, you know, play games. And the third one is they just let him go outright. See you later.
See, goodbye. I'm gonna go on record saying I think it has a better chance of ending badly.
Oh, no question.
I think, and I'm just going to stick with that. No I question. Think when it's all well, said and
age.
Done.
Look at his age.
Everyone thinks that they deserve more, that they're worth more. And the Patriots always have a different number. It just always happens that way.
So when somebody says money is not important to me, it isn't today because you're in the honeymoon period. You're feeling good. Everybody loves you. You got a new agent in Wiggy. The world
you almost
thinks
won
it,
on
you
Sunday
almost,
night.
You almost won, and everybody's applauding you even though you lost.
Yeah.
All of that is happening right now. That's not what the mindset's going
See,
to be.
It'd be interesting the dollar the figure season. Because you know when you look at. You know, look at over the cap, some of the quarterbacks. I mean, there's a huge. So Taysom Hill, they gave $10.5 million to, right? Mariota, backup guys, right? But then Teddy Bridgewater was 21. And then Rivers, Brady, Breeze, and Derek Carr, 25. If he goes out and has a good year, he's going to get 25. Not going to be here. I would think someone to give him 25.
Yeah, but the Patriots would have to let him go. So if you're the Patriots, if you're not going to pay him 25, you wouldn't do the 1 year at 32? Why? Because he's miserable?
Because I don't. Well, first
because
off,
he hates.
You're assuming they would want to give him 25. So it's not 25 or 32. They might be sitting and say, "We only want to give you 20 or 18." So we're not going to give you 30.
See, I think the worst thing that happened.
I think there could be. This could be because again, both sides are just using each other. Mutual respect.
Yes.
We are not going to franchise tag you. We're going to let you go on your way. If you want to come back here for 18, 19, 20 million, God bless you. But. I think he's going to get 25 out there somewhere. Maybe that's a 2 year 25. That third year's make believe, but something like that.
Did you just say they're using each other?
They're using each other.
Yeah, he's right.
Please,
yeah.
Hey, please don't let Wiggy hear this.
No, they're using
please
each other.
Please do not let Wiggy hear
this.
Bill
will use him just like he's going to run him into the ground. And Cam is using the Patriots to reset his market. So I think at the end, it's sort of like, are we good here? Yeah, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. Bye. Gone.
All right, let's get to the phone
calls.
I'm
your number one fan when talks to get you an extension.
God. Two of you get a hotel room. 617-779-7937. That is our phone number. Are they better off with Cam Newton versus Tom Brady? And how long is this honeymoon going to last? This first hour brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.